Now, another BloomerBoomer.com podcast. Your host, Andy Asher, living life over 55. Do you remember when?
Do you remember when?
Do you remember when?
Standing in this same place a third of a century ago, Franklin Delano Roosevelt addressed the nation ravaged by depression, gripped in fear.
The first inauguration of Richard Nixon as the 37th President of the United States held January 20, 1969. The inauguration marked the commencement of the four-year term of Richard Nixon as President and Spiro Agnew as Vice President. Chief Justice Earl Warren administered the oath of office to Nixon. Well, hi again, everyone. You know, for me, the problem is weight control. It seems to be a never-ending challenge. And what always amazes me is how little I eat and I still have the battle of the bulge. Of course, I'm not saying anything new to most of you. You've all heard it before or you know it yourself. But I'm always just so curious to learn more about it. And when I find someone who can provide me a pointer or two to control my weight, well, I just have to ask. So today I turn to Dr. Jay Shaw, a New York medical weight loss physician specialist. He is double board certified, been in practice for 30 years. And when we spoke the other day, I asked, well, what I ask all experts, why is it so hard to lose weight after 55? And first, thanks for joining us, Dr. Shaw.
It's my pleasure to talk to you. At that particular age, people are also on some kind of medication for the blood pressure or diabetes, or some kind of depression medicine that can also make them gain weight and make them difficult to lose weight. Their activity always goes down at that particular time. That also can prevent them from losing weight. Of course, sleep, stress in the life, all those factors. Sometimes they do have, some of them have a low thyroid function that also can contribute to the weight gain.
So Dr. Shaw, let me ask you, where do you start when you have a weight problem?
Everybody is different, their total lifestyle. Somebody works at night, somebody works the day, somebody works part-time, somebody works from home, they don't go to work, they don't go to gym, they don't do any exercise, plus they are on some medications, plus they have a stress issue, sleep issue, and other thing is that we do the metabolic test, because most of the time at 55, you lose your metabolism, your metabolism is not at the age of 30 or 25. You usually lose about 10% of metabolism every decade. So your metabolism is slowing down. Plus you have some medical issues like insulin resistance and diabetes. Or you are on medication for the blood pressure, let's say beta blockers, which makes you gain weight. Or some diabetic medication makes you gain weight. So we address different issues and find the solution for them.
It seems, too, that we get into a habit of a certain way of eating, a certain amount of food that we eat, and it's just a habit. It's hard to break the habit and realize that you can't eat as much as when you were 25 and 30.
That is true, 100% right. Because what happens is that, you know, that habit we carry on, and it's easy to develop a habit, but to modify that habit, I'm not talking about changing. The modifying the habit may help them to have a better life, better health, and better success at the weight loss. That's what we do here. We see them every week because it's very important to see them. And just telling them, oh, do this and just lose weight or eat this much and this calories, it doesn't work. So the personal care is a very important thing.
So Dr. Shaw, one of my biggest problems is whenever I go to a social gathering or to a party and there's that appetizer table, the hors d'oeuvre table, I just can't stay away from it, and I know that that's one of the biggest culprits.
Well, we teach them how to go to a party, because now the holidays are coming, a lot of parties will be coming in. So we tell them never to stay hungry in anticipation of the food. Never ever stay hungry. Number two is that always start eating the good breakfast, good lunch, and never go hungry to a party. When your time is set, like say I have 3 o'clock, I have to have my snack, have the snack. Eat at about 3 to 4 hours and good low glycemic food with some kind of protein. So we teach them what to select from the menu, and they select the right kind of food, and when they go there, they are not craving for the food. It happens sometimes. So we tell them to pick up a smaller plate and try to find the right kind of food from the orders and select those things. So that helps. And sometimes we also recommend to carry our Amari Medical protein bar or the shakes or something like that in case they don't have the right kind of food around. But always they learn how to find the right kind of food to eat.
What would be some of the examples of physical exercise to help lose weight?
Some of them, they go to gym, they go to dancing. A couple of my patients, they go to dancing weekly, 3 times a week. Some people go to Zumba classes if they can do that. And so that they are encouraged to lose even 3 to 4 pounds sometimes per week. So that way they get encouraged and they lose weight slowly over a period of 6 months to 8 months. That's fine as far as they lose the weight and they lose the fat. That's what we look at. We always make sure that they lose the fat, not the muscles or the fat-free mass.
So Dr. Shah, there are a number of people I know that took on a totally different approach with their weight problem. They had a surgeon actually tie off part of their stomach. I guess that's what was being done. What's all that about?
It's a quick fix. Unless you change your mind, you are not going to change your body. It will be a quick fat loss or weight loss for about a year or two, but you are going to gain your weight back in about another 2 or 3 years. So by 5 years after the surgery, I've seen a lot of people there gain their weight back. And that is not the solution for the quick weight loss. I will say that best thing is to go physiologically and go medically to try to lose weight and try to change in your life about the food, activity, and other measures. If you take, then you can lose weight even better after than the surgery. And you don't have to go under knife or under anesthesia to maintain the weight for a longer time. No, I think the best solution is the medically supervised weight loss. You go slowly and maintain the weight, learn the techniques how to maintain the weight and how to lose the weight. Here in surgery, usually they do go for surgery. There is no follow-up or there is no pre-psychological evaluation or anything like that. They don't look at the root cause, what we look at it. So if you don't correct the root cause of the weight gain, then it's like a long-term failure.
So we know it's important to keep the portion size or how much you eat within reason. What are some other tips for losing weight or at least keeping your weight under control?
Stay away from as much as possible from the low glycemic food, which can cause the sugar surge and insulin resistance. Activity, exercise is important. Activity, keep yourself moving. Drink plenty of fluids. Get a good night's sleep. If you need to, balance your hormones. And other thing is that measure yourself or make sure that you're losing the right kind of weight, the body composition. You want to lose the fat, not the muscles. As you have seen that people go on like a weekly diet or 10 days diet of not eating right or skipping the meals, they sometimes lose that fat-free mass. And that is not the ideal weight loss. Once they start eating the regular food, they go back on their original weight or they may gain more than what they had before.
And what are examples of high glycemic food that we should stay away from?
It's only refined food like the white bread, white rice, soda, pasta, juices, some fruits. So which are the food which are digested faster in the blood and goes into the sugar-making process and it does give you like a sugar surge and that in response, give you the insulin response. Insulin goes high, and eventually the insulin has a hard time pushing the sugar to the cells of the muscles and the body. That is called insulin resistance. So insulin pushes this extra sugar in the blood into the fat. That's called insulin resistance, and that's the way the people eating too much of that kind of food, even donuts, bakery stuff, even alcohol, sometimes an empty stomach. Too much alcohol is also a high glycemic kind of food.
So the kind of food examples that would be healthier to eat again, which types would those be?
Okay, very important thing is the greens. Make sure you eat a lot of greens, a lot of berries, a lot of protein, either in the form of chicken, fish, that is better than eating the red meat, or very lean-cut red meat. You can go for tofu. If you're a vegetarian, you can go for the lentils. You can go for what we call all kind of quinoa or amaranth or egg whites. These are the good kind of food to eat with the vegetables or the greens and some fruits.
Dr. Shah, any final tips or points you can tell us to help us with the battle of the bulge?
Don't hurt yourself by doing yourself or starving yourself. Make sure that you know your basic physiology of the body, especially find out why you gained the weight in the first place and try to correct that root cause of the weight gain, and go slow. Don't go for the quick fix. So without hurting your physiology of the body, and you will be successful. And you take some supplements if you have to help your vitamins or your omega-3 fatty acids, and eat the right kind of food in a portion sizes, and continue moving. Activity is very important thing. 10,000 steps per day, if you do it, fantastic. I had a guy the other day on the phone. He said, Dr. Shah, I was one of the interview like you, and it was a live phone, and he asked me, Dr. Shah, I drink water and walk 6 miles per day. I said, that's it. That's what makes you lose weight. Make sure you eat the right kind of food now. So that's the way it is. So if you stay active, if you have a good sleep, and if you eat the right portions and right kind of food, and that will take you a long way.
So finally, if somebody needs to get some help from you or needs some more information, where do they go to find out more about you, Dr. Shah?
Well, most important thing is that they can come to our clinic. We have a free consultation, so they don't have to pay anything. We are at Amari Medical, Scarsdale, New York, and my website is www.amarimedical.com. Sometimes they can go on the something called the Obesity Society website, which I'm certified by, and they can go on what we call is the American Society of Bariatric Physicians website, and they can find a doctor in their area.
Well, very good. Well, I appreciate your time. It's been very informative, and I thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Andy, and if anything, let me know. I can answer the questions, and it was really nice talking to you, Andy.
Thank you for listening to this BloomerBoomer.com podcast. We provide transcripts for most of our podcasts. You can click on the transcript section of the website. You can also access all of our podcasts on iTunes. Finally, we would love it if you could leave a comment, good, bad, or indifferent, in the reply section of the podcast. Thanks again.